stuck between should I say it and what if I do. That's where I found my creative writing students way back in the summer of 2014, and I'm willing to bet it's where you find yourself too, especially when it comes to your email marketing. Hey there, storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so glad that you are here. So let's get right on into this episode, which kind of revolves around the fear you may have around pressing send on your email marketing content. So when I think about this, I think of a creative writing class that I taught way back in summer 2014 for a local part of the organization called Girls Inc. I learned quite a bit from, you know, working with these young ladies, and at the time I was actually working at the local TV news station and wanted to volunteer at the center in a capacity where my skills would be purposeful. So it was a wonderful experience. These girls were filled with excitement about the class, but I think some of them were frozen when it came to sharing their thoughts on paper, which I still have their work tucked away in a notebook type of document. I will come across it every now and then, and it's always good to just look back on it. And I often wonder, you know, how are these girls doing now? You know, in the illustrations, the words and everything that they shared with me, I wonder, you know, how they are doing right now. But like I said, when I think of, you know, that class back then, I think, you know, some of them, they were excited about sharing their thoughts and words on paper. And some of them, you know, they had like second thoughts or maybe even doubts about, you know, sharing those things. And why is that? Why did they? And I think that it boiled down to confidence, or, you know, maybe the lack of confidence. And they wonder if their words mattered, if their stories had value, right? So, you know, it was a safe space for them, but some of them were hesitant to share those thoughts out loud. And this issue was very clear, right? They question the worth of their stories, much like some online coaches do with their brand stories. And the takeaway here is self-expression is valuable, both in the classroom and in your email marketing content. So you're an online coach and you are hesitating to share your compelling brand stories, I want you to keep in mind that your voice has a place and it has a purpose in this space online, despite what you might think, despite all the things that you might see out there. I know there are tons and tons of online coaches that probably are in your industry, and you're probably wondering, does or do my thoughts even matter? Maybe you see a lot of people gaining quite a bit of followers around certain topics and things that they might publish online. But I want you to know that your voice still matters in this space, okay? So, you know, when I work with my copywriting clients, I go beyond just asking what you sell or who your target market is. It's important for me to dig deeper than that, to ask questions that reveal the core of their brand stories, you know, the emotional tug that makes them stand out from the crowd. And this is where we essentially sift through your fears, your motivations, and your biggest dreams, okay? But it's all possible, or it could not be possible, if you don't open up and be genuine, authentic, and share those untold things, okay? Because those are going to make you stand out. And only then can we turn those authentic thoughts, feelings into email marketing content that connects and resonates. So let's say you are a fitness coach. You have a foolproof 30-day workout plan, but you are hesitant to hit the send button because you're thinking, what if your email gets lost in the promotions tab or the spam tab? And, you know, here's the reality of that. You can't control, you know, how that works, how it lands in someone's inbox. It might go to the promotions tab or spam tab or something like that, but you can control the sincerity and the punch of your actual message. If you are a mindfulness coach, maybe you've got some tips for a calmer mind, but you are wondering if your message will just be, you know, a drop into like all of the pages of self-help advice that is out there online right now. Well, when it comes to that, the reality is your unique approach to mindfulness could be the life changer that someone is looking for. So you shouldn't underestimate the power of your individual voice. And that goes for, you know, any type of online coach. If you are a business coach and you know how to scale a small business, but you're stuck in the who am I to give advice phase, then the reality of that is that big names in business started somewhere, right? Like, you have to start somewhere. Everyone has to start somewhere. So your unique strategies could be what another business needs to break through. So essentially, your voice has the ability to inspire, engage, and make real connections. So if you are ready to move past that hesitation and fear, if you're excited to share your brand stories, then you're already halfway there. Because I know, like, a lot of people, they might get tripped up on what should I share, what not should I share, or this, you know, it's too... no one will care about this, but you can't get hung up on that. And if you are, I want you to try something out, and that is just simply take out a piece of paper and write down, you know, a few of the biggest things that stand out in your career as an online coach, or even in past careers. What were some challenges? What were some wins? Things like that. Just write down a whole bunch of things that come to mind that stand out, and, you know, just to get you thinking, okay, this could really be tied into my email marketing content. And you'll also begin to think, like, this is important. Someone would want to actually hear about that. And if you are someone that, you know, if the idea of creating this content on your own feels overwhelming, of course, that's where I can come in and help. My job is to bring out the essence of your brand and the authentic core that resonates with people, so you don't have to sit there and, you know, go back and forth in your mind thinking, should I share this? Should I not share this? You know, like I said, when I'm working with clients, we start with a, you know, a very in-depth strategy to dive into the unique concept behind their email marketing content, you know, their brand voice, and gaining clarity around their brand solution to really connect and convert with their ideal client. And so what else does that entails? Well, of course, it entails the actual email copywriting, the subject lines, and the preview text that goes along with your email marketing content, because of course you want those to stand out. Those are the first things that people see when they see you pop up into their inbox. And it comes with, you know, two rounds of revision, so we are making sure that we are nailing down the right message for your email marketing content, whether that's for your weekly email marketing content or your special email funnels that you might have that go along with a special promotion for an online program or an online course. So that's essentially how that all works out. And, you know, email marketing content, I just don't want you to write it off, especially in the fourth quarter of the year, because you would be surprised at how much you will benefit someone else in your audience, your ideal clients, how much they will appreciate you for showing up during this time in their inbox. And really, if you are trying to end the year strong, then I highly recommend that you take email marketing seriously if you haven't done so all year, If you've just been piddling around, popping up here and there, now is the time to buckle down and get serious about it so you can create a rhythm, create a routine, and get people to anticipate you showing up in their inbox. So hopefully this episode has been helpful for you, because I want you to know that you do have a voice and you do matter in this space, and don't let those other online coaches, your competition, stop you from showing up in your ideal client's inbox, you know, to share your brand story and your brand stories rather, and to tie those around to how you can serve them. So hopefully this episode is helpful for you. If it has been, then be sure to rate and review the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. As always, I would love to know your feedback and takeaways from these episodes. And of course, it allows other online coaches just like you to discover the show. So thanks again for tuning in, and I will chat with you soon.